Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got a special grand final day trivia for you guys. 25 questions. It's pretty tough. There are a couple of easier ones in there, but as a whole, I think it's a pretty tough 25 question grand final quiz ranging over about the last 30 years or so. But the vast majority of questions are from the NRL era. There is a mix of questions from the 2000s, 2010s, more recent, a heap there. There's Clive Churchill medal questions. There's try scorer questions, there's points questions, there's a real variety of questions that are asked in this trivia. So this is going to be up on Sunday morning for grand final day. The Penrith Panthers taking on the Parramatta Eels a little bit later. Plenty more content to come on the Rugby League Guru Podcast targeting that game in particular. But this trivia, it will be up this morning. You'll be able to get all 25 questions. I think there'll be a couple of them that will pop up on social media as well. And then at 12 p.m, so right on the dot at lunchtime, we will be dropping another podcast which has all the answers. So you'll have all morning to go through, get out a pen and paper, have a go at all 1 to 25, chuck it in your phone notes, whatever it might be, however you want to do it. I'll read each question twice and give you a bit of context around each question so that you guys can have a good crack at it. And if you would like to hear it back, of course, down the bottom of your podcast screen, you've got the rewind button. So you can go back and have a listen to those all you would like, write down all your answers, and then 12 p.m. we will have all the answers dropping on the Rugby League Guru Podcast just here. So you come back at midday, you'll be able to get all the answers there. Maybe test yourself against mates, get a few mates to do it, see who does the best. No cheating, obviously. Google not invited to this one. All right, let's have a look at our very first question. So our first question of the trivia, remember, all of these will be revealed at midday today on the podcast. Name the two hookers that have won the Clive Churchill medal. Now, keep in mind the Clive Churchill medal for all these questions. The first time it was handed out was 1986. So it is from 1986 onwards, all Clive Churchill medal questions. So you need to work out who are the two hookers that won the Clive Churchill medal for question one. Question two, who passed the ball to Todd Byrne in the 2003 grand final just moments before he was tackled by Scott Sattler? One of the great moments in grand final history, 2003, Scott Sattler came up with a huge tackle on Todd Byrne. I want you to tell me for question two, who passed the ball to Todd Byrne? Question number three, who was the last 5'8 to win the Clive Churchill medal? There's been a few 5'8s over the last few years. I want to know who was the most recent 5'8 to win the Clive Churchill medal. So who was the most recent 5'8 to win the Clive Churchill medal? That is, of course, man of the match in the grand final. Question number four. Name the last three clubs that have won back-to-back premierships. So you will have to go back in the history books a little bit for this one. These three teams, they are pretty spaced out. So the three clubs that have won, the last three clubs that have won back-to-back premierships. Question number five. Who captained the Storm in their 40 8-0 drumming in the 2008 Grand Final. You will remember the 2008 Grand Final, of course, the centenary of rugby league. Their captain was suspended from this game, so they had a stand-in captain. Who was the captain of the 2008 Melbourne Storm side who got drummed 40-0 against the Manly Seagulls? Question number 6. Name the player who went to 5 Grand Finals in 6 years, but only won one of those grand finals. He also went to 5 grand finals across 2 separate clubs. So over a 6-year period, he played for 2 clubs. He went to 5 grand finals, but he only won one of those grand finals. A pretty wild record. I'll give you a little hint. He scored a try in his first 3 grand finals, which is a pretty incredible feat. But of his first 3 grand finals where he scored tries in all of them, he only won one of them. So I'll let you have a think about that one. I'll repeat that one again. Name the player who went to 5 grand finals in 6 years, but only won one of those grand finals, and it was with 2 separate teams. Question 7. Including the Super League grand final of 1997, Wayne Bennett has coached in 9 grand finals. Can you name all the coaches he came up against? So 9 grand finals, he might have come up against some coaches more than once. I'm not going to tell you how many there are, but you have to tell me all the coaches that Wayne Bennett came up against when he was coaching first grade side. So that's from 1992 onwards, obviously. Yeah, when he made his first grand final as the head coach of the Brisbane Broncos. So you need to find the other coaches that coached against Wayne Bennett in those 9 grand finals. All right, question number 8. Which player won 2 premierships with 2 different clubs between 2003 and 2005? So which player won 2 premierships between 2003 and 2005 with 2 separate clubs? So you're looking for that one player. Obviously, the teams that won the premierships those years were the Panthers, the Penrith Panthers, the Canterbury Bulldogs, and the West Tigers. You need to find the player that played in 2 of those sides across that time span. All right, question number 9. How many grand finals did Greg Inglis play in? The great Greg Inglis obviously played for the Melbourne Storm and the South Sydney Rabbitohs, remember? How many grand finals did he play in? Greg Inglis, one of the all-time greats of our game. Our next question, number 10 it is. Question number 10, who were the last 2 Canberra Raiders players to score a try in a grand final? So you might have to go back in the history books here a little bit, look at their most recent grand finals, think about their most recent grand finals. Don't look, obviously, that'd be cheating. Think about their most recent grand finals and think about the try scorers. In their most recent grand final, if there was more than one try scorer, there's your answer there. But if not, you'll have to go a little bit into the history books and think about who scored the last try in that grand final. So we're looking for the last 2 Canberra Raiders players to score a try in a grand final. Question 11. Who were the last 2 brothers to play together in a grand final victory? Who were the last 2 brothers to play together in a grand final victory? So you have to think about the great brother combinations that we've had in the same teams that obviously both played on that day in a premiership winning side. Question number 12. Who scored the only try for the Bulldogs in the 2014 Grand Final? Obviously, the 2014 Grand Final, the Canterbury Bulldogs got dusted by the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It was pretty close up until about the 50th or 60th minute from memory. Who scored the only try for the Canterbury Bulldogs on that day? Question number 13. Name the player who lost 2 grand finals in a row for two different teams as an interchange player in the 2010s. So you're looking in the 2010s, so 2010 to 2019. Name the player who lost 2 grand finals in a row for 2 different teams as an interchange player in the 2010s. I'll give you a little hint for that one because it is a toughie. He is still playing in the NRL as of this year. All right, question number 14. When was the last time that Brian Smith coached a team in a grand final? Of course, Brian Smith has coached in a number of grand finals over a long period of time. Unfortunately, he's never actually managed to win an NRL grand final as a head coach. So there is a little clue. We obviously had his son, Rowan Smith, on the podcast last year. Had a great chat to him. He went over there and was coaching at Leeds. Did a tremendous job, just falling one game short of a premiership over there. But when was the last time that Brian Smith coached in a grand final? If you listened to that interview, you would probably have a pretty good idea just quietly. Question number 15. Who was Cooper Cronk's halves partner in the 2006 grand final? So who was Cooper Cronk's 5'8 in the 2006 grand final? You will remember the 2006 grand final was, of course, their loss to the Darren Lockyer-led Brisbane Broncos. So who partnered Cooper Cronk in the 2006 NRL grand final for the Melbourne Storm? All right, question 16. Five teams have won premierships in the NRL era, so from 98 onwards, despite only scoring 14 points in the grand final. Can you name three of those teams? So there's been five teams that have done it, and they are five separate teams as well. No team has repeated that effort. So in the NRL era, there's been five teams that have won a grand final when they've only scored 14 points. All I need you to do is to name three of them. So three of the teams and the year. Tell me what year it was. If you can get three out of those five, I'll give you full points there. See if you can get all five, though. That would be a pretty damn good knock. Question number 17. Name four of the seven try scorers for the Broncos in their 1998 grand final victory over the Bulldogs. A big win for the Brisbane Broncos that day in 1998. There were seven different try scorers for the Brisbane Broncos. I want you to have a crack at naming four of them. See if you can think back to some of the highlights from that game or some of the try scorers from that game. And all you need to do is get four out of the seven. If you've got no idea, write some names down from that era and you might get a little bit lucky. There are a couple of usual suspects in there as far as try scorers go. Question number 18. Who was the last try scorer in the 2005 NRL Grand Final? If you listen to Bloke in a Bar, I actually mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Who was the last try scorer in the 2005 NRL Grand Final? That was, of course, the West Tigers versus the North Queensland Cowboys. And I'll give you a little hint. It was not Pat Richards. It was not the flick pass. So you need to think of someone else in that team who could have scored the last try in the 2005 NRL Grand Final. Question 19, who was the last front rower to win the Clive Churchill Medal? There's been a couple of front rowers that have won the Clive Churchill Medal. I want to know who was the most recent. Who was the last guy to win the Clive Churchill Medal when starting in the front row in an NRL Grand Final? Very interesting to see how many of you get that one. Question number 20, and this is a good one. This is a really interesting one. You're going to have to think about this one. Who are the three Clive Churchill Medal winners who have not played for the Kangaroos? So you're looking for the three Clive Churchill Medals of all time. They're all the guys that have won it. Only three of them have not played for the Kangaroos as of right now. Let me know who you think those three players are. Write them down. Have a good think about it. Have a good think about it. Go back through the history books if you need to remind yourself of who has won Clive Churchill Medals. Have a think about it, though. Three of them have not represented the Kangaroos. So have a think about that one. I really like that one. It's an interesting one. All right, question 21. Which grand final had the highest crowd attendance in the NRL era? So one of the grand finals in the NRL era is an absolute standout as far as crowd attendance. There are a couple of reasons for that. If you know your footy, you will probably understand why. Which grand final had the highest crowd attendance in the NRL era? And for a little bonus question, if you can tell me how many people were at that grand final, very impressive. It is a pretty specific number. You'll understand that when you hear the answer in a couple of hours. Question 22. Two players kicked goals for the Broncos in the 2015 NRL Grand Final. Who were they? So there was two players that kicked goals that night for the Broncos. They both kicked one conversion and one penalty goal. Who were the two players that were goal-kicking for the Brisbane Broncos in their 2015 Grand Final loss to the North Queensland Cowboys? Question 23, and I'm going to take you back to the 2001 NRL Grand Final. In my opinion, probably the one that went missing for the Parramatta Eels. There was three players who scored two tries in the 2001 NRL Grand Final. Who were they? So there was three individuals that scored two tries on that night. I want you to tell me who those three players were. Question 24. who scored the last try in the 2021 NRL Grand Final. So the Grand Final last year, the Penrith Panthers and the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who scored the last try in that Grand Final up there at Suncorp. Question 25. Who were the three Dally M medal winners to win the Grand Final in the same season during the 2010? So who were the three guys that won the Dally M medal during the week and then on Sunday they won the NRL Premiership? There was three of them in the 2010. So that is, of course, from 2010 to 2019, three guys won it in that period. Let me know who you think those three were. So they are all of our questions, guys. I will read through them really, really quickly now, but if you want to have another listen to them, go back to the start of this podcast. Question one, name the two hookers that have won the Clive Churchill medal. Question two, who passed the ball to Todd Byrne in the 2003 Grand Final just moments before he was tackled by Scott Sattler? Question three, who was the last 5'8 to win the Clive Churchill medal? Question four, name the last three clubs that have won back-to-back premierships. Question five, who captained the Storm in their 40-0 drumming in the 2008 Grand Final? Question six, name the player who went to five Grand Finals in 6 years, but only won one of those Grand Finals. Question seven, including the Super League Grand Final of 1997, Wayne Bennett has been in nine Grand Finals as a head coach. Can you name all the coaches he has come up against? So that's starting in 1992 onwards there with Wayne Bennett. Who are the coaches that he came up against? Question eight, which player won two premierships with two different clubs between 2003 and 2005? Question nine, how many grand finals did Greg Inglis play in? How many grand finals did GI feature in? Question 10, who were the last two Canberra Raiders players to score a try in a grand final? The last two Canberra Raiders to score tries, Canberra Raiders players to score tries in grand finals. Question 11, who were the last two brothers to play together in a grand final victory? Question 12, who scored the only try for the Bulldogs in the 2014 grand final? Question 13, name the player who has lost two grand finals in a row for two different teams as an interchange player in the 2010s. When was the last time? Question 14, when was the last time that Brian Smith coached a team in a grand final? Question 15, who was Cooper Cronk's halves partner in the 2006 NRL grand final? Question 16, five teams have won premierships in the NRL era despite only scoring 14 points in the grand final. Can you name three of those teams? So five teams have won grand finals despite only scoring 14 points in the NRL era. You just need to name three of them with the year.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question 17, name four of the seven try scorers for the Broncos in their 1998 grand final victory over the Bulldogs. You need to write me down four names, four of the seven try scorers. If you can't come up with them to be exact, have a guess at who you think would have scored tries for the Broncos back then. You might get lucky. Question 18, who was the last try scorer in the 2005 NRL Grand Final? So the last try scorer between the West Tigers and the North Queensland Cowboys that night. I gave you a little hint before. It is not Paddy Richards when he got the flick off Benji Marshall. Who was the last front rower to win the Clive Churchill Medal? The last starting front rower to win the Clive Churchill Medal. Question number 20, who are the three Clive Churchill Medal winners who have not played for the Kangaroos? So three guys that have won Clive Churchill Medals who have not played for the Kangaroos as of yet. One of them is retired already, to give you a little hint there. Question 21, which grand final had the highest crowd attendance in the NRL era, so from 1998 onwards? Question 22, two players kicked goals for the Broncos in the 2015 grand final. Who were they? Question 23, three players scored two tries in the 2001 grand final. Who were they? So three individuals that scored two tries each. Who were they that featured in the 2001 grand final between the Newcastle Knights and the Parramatta Eels? Question 24, who scored the last try in the 2021 NRL Grand Final? So the Grand Final last year between the Penrith Panthers and the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who scored the last try? And question 25, our final question, who were the three Dally M Medal winners to win the Grand Final in the same season during the 2010s? So from 2010 to 2019, who were the three players that won the Dally M Medal during the week and later on on Sunday managed to win the Grand Final? So they went Dally M into Premiership in the same year. Let me know, guys, all your answers and everything. Stay tuned at 12 p.m. on the Rugby League Guru podcast. We'll be dropping all the answers to our trivia here, and I'd love to know how you guys went and how you and your mates went in this. If you're competing with them or whatever, send them this podcast so they can have a listen to it before 12 and have a crack at seeing how many out of 25 you can come up with.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.